Well, it's 2024, and as they say, new year, new you, I suppose. So what's a better way to start off the new year than going on a trip or planning a trip?
Yeah.
And what's the easiest way to take this trip that you just decided to take? You're welcome. Head over to our friends at Zip Travel Company, and they will help you plan this trip. So not only will they help you plan your trip, it's also no cost to you. They'll help you plan your itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
They'll also look for deals for you. So when you book, if there's discounts that happen later on or anything else that can save you money, they will actually help you do that. So you can save money, and they will look out for deals for you all the time.
Because let's face it, it can be confusing to book a trip to Orlando or anywhere else in the world. So these travel experts will help you plan your trip, guide you through the whole process, and it's completely free.
If you head on over to travelwithzip.com, there's a form there you can fill out. They will get in touch with you. Just let them know whatever plans you have, or if you're just looking for deals, they'll also let you know that as well. And on top of that, if you do book a trip through this link, travelwithzip.com, and because you're a listener of the show, we'll give you some goodies as well. So Zip will leave you a goodie bag at your hotel, which sometimes we even get those, which is always a great thing to have on your trip. But we'll also give you a free t-shirt, and you'll get $10 in shop credit that you can use for C-Team apparel or 1901 Candle Company products as well.
So go to travelwithzip.com to book your trip today. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jamie Lee, and I am here with my husband, Mr. Jared Lee. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yay, me too. Well, this is the Universal Show, so I always ask a question. You ready for the question?
Yes, I think I'm ready.
Okay. So what movie, like in the Universal roster, would you like to see them never remake again?
Like stuff that's in the parks?
Yeah, like, or like retro stuff. Like, what would you be like, oh, they should never remake
that? I don't think
they
ever should touch Back to the Future. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That was the correct answer. Thank you.
I have famously been against... I shouldn't say famously. I have consistently been against the remakes of all sorts of stuff for a long time.
Oh, I know. I just...
But especially when you're talking like Back to the Future, because there's... I don't know. In my opinion, there's just nowhere... Like, you're not going to make a better version. So it's just going to be worse.
100%
so
agree. 100%.
Don't just make something new. I've been saying this for a long time. Just make something new. Just use your imaginations and do new stuff.
New is always better. Barney Stinson.
You should try to do new.
Absolutely.
Instead of ruining the past.
Oh, I love new ideas. Yeah. Leave Back to the Future alone. We can also leave, you know, Jaws alone. We can leave E.T. alone.
How about there should just be no remakes. No need. No, don't do it.
Like, you know, I would be okay with that.
Because even the ones that aren't a big deal, like say Roadhouse. I'm not like offended that Roadhouse was remade, but I'm just sort of like, why? It's not like it was a great movie. It was fine. It was a movie of its time, but it's just like you have. You're telling
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, like okay. You couldn't come up with just another generic bouncer fight 'em up movie. I'm just like I don't know.
People hear the name, they see the name, they're like, oh, I know that movie. I want to see it.
Like I like Jake Gyllenhaal, but he's not Swayze.
No, no one is.
That's true.
No one is.
That's very true.
Well, today we are not going to talk about remakes of movies that we love. We are actually going to talk about we have some news because two weeks ago, we didn't do any news. We just talked about the How to Train Your Dragon Isle of Berkland coming to Epic Universe. So we have lots of news to cover. Plus, we're going to talk about the new hotels coming to Epic Universe, kind of like right outside of them, the Universal Stella Nova and Terra Luna hotels. We have a little more information about those.
You got it right.
I didn't say Stella Novella. I said Stella Nova.
I think Stella Novella sounds pretty good, though.
I love Stella Novella. I think I'll have to... I'm going to trip up again. Trust me, it'll happen. But I'm excited to talk about those. But before we do that, we want to mention some other stuff about our show, our network, and our private club, Club 32.
Very private club. Yeah, if you're watching us over on YouTube, over at CTM Podcast, if you're just like this video, subscribe to the channel if you wouldn't mind. And if you're listening to us on good old trusty audio podcast, good old consistent, it's always been there.
Good
always
old will trusty. Be there.
Whatever platform you listen on, we just ask you, please subscribe and leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. And if you listen to us and you're like, I'd like to contribute to the show or I'd like more content, then Club 32 is where you would do that. And that is the private group Jamie was talking about. Yes. And that's where we have additional content. We have Cool Kids Kitchen live streams once a month. We have Club 32 live streams every week where we chat with Club 32 members. We have a new show that's going to be like a rotating guests from Club 32 be on there once a month as well. We have music loops, in-park live streams from time as we can do them. We do those. Hotel reviews, 20% off of C-Team apparel and 1901 Candle Company products. All sorts of stuff. Cool group there, Facebook group, Discord, everything like that. So if you want to join there, you can go to ctmvip.com. And we have monthly or yearly options. And you can even do a free trial if you want to do monthly, or you can just do a yearly and you get a free t-shirt. So either way, you get something for free. So either way, you can head over to ctmvip.com and check it out.
Well, thank you very much for that. So, all right, let's get to the news today, shall we? All right, the first news story we're going to talk about is that Halloween Horror Nights 33 dates have been released.
Yes, so the event will run August 30th through November 3rd on 48 nights. Tickets and tours are on sale now. Single-day tickets start at $82.99 per person, and express passes start at $129.99 per person. RIP tours start at $359 per person. Unmasking the Horror Behind the Screams tour starts at $99 for the Three House one and $179.99 for the Six House tour. And multi-day tickets are not on sale yet, but these are kind of your starting prices here. A lot of the nights, especially if they're busy, will go up much higher than what's posted here. So.
Yes, and something to note with these tickets is that single-day tickets, they were, I want to say, 78 last year, 77 maybe. And the express passes started at 109 last year, so they've gone up quite a bit. RIP tours went up $60 a person, which is significant because that's pretty expensive for that. Unmasking the Horror prices, they actually went down. It used to start at $129. Now it starts at $99 for Three House One. So I was like, okay. Now the Frequent Fear passes that they haven't released yet, those do go very quickly. So when they do get released, I encourage you, if you plan on coming more than one day for Halloween Horror Nights, get those early. They do sell out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised that the prices have gone up because I mean, it just happens with theme parks, especially with inflation and everything like that. But also this event just gets more popular every single year. Yep. So for that reason, I mean, it's in demand.
Yep.
And so I think they're actually running into the issue, which we talked about last year, was there's so many people going now that they kind of have to do something on the busy nights, because unless you get the express pass, I mean, you're just in line for everything's at least like an hour and a half long wait. So I think
it gets that way, doesn't
they're
it?
They're just going to raise prices. Now, I don't know if that's going to be enough to offset people going, but you know, they obviously have the demand for it. And we've seen this with, you know, obviously like Disney does very similar things when they have popular events. So I'm not surprised by it by any means.
Well, they did extend the event into August this year for the first time. So
they did, yeah.
August 30th. Yeah, that's pretty early. Now, the Unmasking the Horror tours, they start in mid-August. So when the houses are up and the event hasn't officially started yet, they will start those tours early. So that's something that you can do before the...
And also nothing says Halloween like November.
Hey, it's only a few days after.
I know. I'm always curious about those people that go in November. They're just like, I'm still in the mood for this.
Oh, there's people that are excited about Halloween Horror Nights like in like February, like all year long.
I realize there's also people that love horror movies.
Absolutely.
And I know those people exist and that's fine, but we're probably just not going to be friends. I
don't. Well,
I always think of Gabe from The Office. You're just like,
oh yeah, he was like, a bit late. Yeah.
Okay.
He would have been really into Halloween.
Yeah. Horror. He's just really telling you all about it. And you're just like, cool beans, man. Cool beans. And you're just like, I'm busy after work.
Well, we do get a free ticket with our passes for being premier pass holder. So we will be going again this year as we do. And this year I'll have a different strategy. We're going to hit a lot of the houses, like very beginning, try to get like at least half done, take a break in the middle, and then get the rest of them done at the end of the night. That's the way to do it.
I did it last year for the first time, and I went with some friends, and I can't say the most ultimate use of time strategy was used, because one of our friends didn't have, he couldn't get in early. So I was a good friend and waited around. So I think we only got to like three houses the whole night. And a lot of waiting in line. Right. So I would like to do more of the houses, but I did get a taste for it. Again, horror movies are not my thing, but Halloween Horror Nights is a cool event. Like it has its own very own unique atmosphere to it. And like
you can shoot with me this year too.
This is true. Yeah, and the good news is I was worried about it, I didn't get punchy. So.
You know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You're growing.
Maybe it's also because you can kind of see where stuff's coming. Like, I kind of always looking around.
Once you get
around,
used to that, you're like, oh, okay, got it.
I know they're going to hop out here. Like, but yeah. No, yeah. It was a good time, though.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Next thing we're going to talk about is that Universal has been heavily promoting what's coming to the resort this summer.
They have. So nothing is officially confirmed. Just want to put that out there first. Right. But we're perhaps able to deduce some things. We put on our...
Say deduce.
I will not say deduce.
Deduce. It's.
That's how I say deduce. Don't worry about how...
It's making me laugh. Deduce.
I'm going to deduce this thing.
Okay.
So we kind of figured out some things are coming. So there's a new daytime parade. Mm-hmm. Again, not announced, but this is more than likely. Uh-huh. Now, there is a new Lagoon show. That's another thing they've hinted at, which I can say is a thing because they've been working on that show in the Lagoon and stuff for months now.
Yes.
So that's definitely something. We have the opening of DreamWorks Land.
Yes.
Which is going to be sometime this summer. And the Summer Tribute Store is a thing that is going to be the case. So it's just in terms of what that theme is going to be. So this is all what they've kind of been hinting at. So... based on all the promos, and they've been doing this on like
social media,
uh-huh. all that stuff. So we think that the tribute store is probably going to be a 90s retro themed, which
there's really been no hints except for the Mardi Gras tribute store. They had like old like video store paraphernalia, and it alluded to summer,
right? And they did an 80s one sort of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's the likelihood there of the tribute store. Now for the parade, this is kind of been hinting at, which seems to be like Back to the Future, E.T., Jaws, Jurassic Park, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, they're going to basically be featured in this retro parade.
Which I like the idea of a retro parade.
I like it too. Yeah. I mean, obviously it contains a lot of my favorite IPs, so I'm cool with that.
I mean,
that.
The only thing of the downside to a daytime parade is it's in the day, in the summer, and it's really hot.
Truth.
A nighttime parade I would be much more on board with, but
well, you get what you get, right?
I mean, I would say if they do Back to the Future, I think you're going to be very happy.
Oh, extremely. I'll be so happy. Yeah. But yeah, we still don't have a DreamWorks Land official opening date, and previews have not been announced, like you said.
When did Minion Land open?
They started doing previews of the land. They opened the land, not the ride, in June.
Okay.
Because we went like mid-June, but the ride didn't officially open until August.
I feel like that could be the same timeline for DreamWorks Land.
Okay.
I feel like, I mean, if you look at the construction, like the BioReconstruct has posted from time to time, post pictures of the DreamWorks Land construction. Shrek's house looks pretty good. And we were there just this past weekend.
Yeah,
like
we just
you can
saw
see
it.
Shrek's house. You can see like Gabby's dollhouse stuff. Mm-hmm. The troller coaster basically is done. It's testing. So I don't feel like that time. I feel like that probably is a pretty safe estimate. And maybe they do, again, start AP previews around June.
Yeah, but we can't see Kung Fu Panda area. Like, you can't see back there. So who knows where that is? We don't know.
True. But I don't know. We'll see. But I that timeline is still potentially there. So it would make sense if that's the case.
Okay. Well, we'll see. But the promo is really fun. So I like trying to figure out what they're talking about.
I do like how they tease it.
They do a really good job.
Yeah.
Really good job. Next thing we'll talk about is that there is a new ticket deal available for Florida residents.
There is. So residents can buy a two-day, two-park ticket and get 2 days free this summer and during the fall. Mm-hmm. And then you can also upgrade to include Volcano Bay if you would like. And the offer is available online or by phone, but you cannot do it in person. And it has to be used by December 18th of this year.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Why can't you do this in person? Why can't you do this at the gate?
That's a good question. I don't know why, other than they're wanting, maybe they figure if you're there, you're already going to pay the prices. So like not getting a discount.
They want you to do it in advance.
They just want to, they want to know those people. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe they want to know those people separately from everything else about like who's coming to utilize it and everything.
Maybe. I mean, like they have interesting rules about that too. So like, remember the Grinch breakfast we did?
Yeah.
So we couldn't, you can't get annual pass holder discounts for those tickets online. You have to go in person to do it.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, again, like, is it this a person for that, but not, and I mean, it just
technically you
me
could
sometimes.
Call out, you could be standing out front, call, get it, and then use it, I suppose, but you couldn't do it in person.
I guess.
Like, I don't understand that.
I guess. Yeah.
But I suppose maybe there's a reason for it. I don't know. It seems very weird, but.
But that's like four days of parks for the price of two. So that's pretty good.
I would say if you're on the fence of wanting to do it. I mean, absolutely. Especially let's say DreamWorks Land opens this summer and you got kids that want to do it.
Absolutely.
Like, if you're on the fence, you know, that's not a bad idea.
And you live in Florida.
Well, yes.
Also that.
Or you're able to use a Florida address somehow.
Oh, don't.
I'm not advocating for anything. Hey. I'm just saying. I'm not telling anybody to do anything.
Sure.
Oh, geez.
Sure. Just kidding. All right. The next thing we'll talk about is that the Universal Annual Pass Holder Benefits is happening May 1st through the 24th.
Yes, and some of these benefits include exclusive entrance at Islands of Adventure from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. You get 25% off of VIP tours. Power and seasonal pass holders will get 10% off select food and drink locations. Pass holders can get an additional 10% if placing a mobile order at participating restaurants. Let's see. There are exclusive dining spaces and menu items at Confesco Grill and Lombard's Seafood Grill. Exclusive menu items at places like Voodoo Donuts, Mythos, and Finnegan's.
And more.
Exclusive food and beverage items at the resorts. Up to 45% off of rooms at Cabana Bay, Sunday through Thursday only. Three park pass holders get early entry into Volcano Bay. And a pass holder button will be available that says partying since 1999, which again would probably lead into the tribute store theme perhaps.
And is a nod to...
Yes, a nod to Islands of Adventure being 25 years old.
Yes.
So there's that. So quite a bit of stuff available. So
yeah, for real. You know, it's only for, 24 days, which is, it's still good. I mean, you can still take advantage of it. But they actually just had appreciation days back in January. So I'm like, oh, we're getting other stuff again. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm wondering if some of this is, I would be curious again, I've said for a while, like Epic Universe is opening next year. I wonder if Universal sees a lull a bit from like now until like Epic Universe opens. Cause you got to think a lot of people are they're anticipating it. And if they're they're obviously here trying to get a lot of locals to come.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just figuring out, okay, let's get the local people in here because they probably, a lot of people that are planning trips, like let's say they live out of state.
We'll just wait.
They're just, to be honest, I would. If I didn't come to Universal a lot and I was wanting to come and I saw Epic Universe coming next year, I would wait until I knew when it was going to open.
Yeah.
And then make the trip then.
Well, we had talked about this last year in 2023. You had mentioned like 2024 is going to be, you know, kind of a lull year for them.
I said potentially. It could be.
Okay. Well, I mean, the parks seem pretty busy. So I don't think they have a problem right now.
And that would, that would be your thing is like go after the locals. Get them to come for a lot of, you know.
Or the groups.
Yeah, for sure.
Cheerleaders and the sports and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so that's again happening in the month of May. And then. Islands of Adventure 25th anniversary is May 28th officially. I'm excited for the 25th anniversary just because it makes me feel 25 years older than when I went.
You're excited because
when I was 14. No, it just is like, oh, I can't believe it's been 25 years. I don't know.
Yeah, I was there a year, I think I went the first time like a year or two after it had opened.
Okay.
I was in like eighth grade, I think. If I remember correctly, somewhere around there.
If you were in eighth grade, it would have been 99.
That's about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it opened in 99, so.
I don't know. Somewhere around there. I'm not trying to keep up on all the numbers here. What am I, a mathematician?
I don't know. Are you?
No, I'm not. I would be a very, that would not be good for anybody.
And finally, this isn't really news, but we did try
some... it's news.
Oh, okay. Well, this Butterbeer season currently at Universal Orlando, and they are celebrating with some new treats. Now, there's only one that is actually available right now that's new, because you still have Butterbeer that's like cold, hot, frozen. You've got the potted cream, you've got the ice cream, and then you've got the fudge. And now we have Butterbeer caramels.
We do. Caramels. We forgot to try the potted cream one.
Potted cream is always there, though.
I know, but we never have tried it.
It was chaotic with our children. No, let's just say that. We did what we did, and we
the initial plan, we weren't going to have the children. Then the children were with us, which,
it's true.
Listen, I love our children, it's and they're true. Great. Our son now has, he's talking way more, has many opinions.
Lots of opinions.
So we wrote a lot of things they wanted to do. And a lot of things we wanted to do, it didn't happen, or they happened at different times. But so we did try the Butterbeer caramel, though.
Yes.
Which is a new thing, which I thought was pretty good. I haven't been a big fan. I'll be honest. I don't like Universal's fudge.
It's very sugary.
Including their Butterbeer fudge. The Butterbeer fudge is the better of their other stuff they have.
I think it used to taste better to me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like years ago when I had it the first time, I thought it was, I was like, what is this? And when I had it recently, I was like, it's not as good as I remember.
Yeah. So, their fudge to me is just, like you said, way too sugary.
Yeah.
So in general, I wouldn't say Butterbeer fudge is like the way to go, at least for me.
Okay.
I thought the caramel was better than the fudge.
I agree.
It didn't have a distinct like Butterbeer flavor.
I thought it was just a hint enough.
A little bit. To make it was good. Almost like vanilla caramel-ish.
So that it's covered on the outside with a layer of white chocolate. So that may have been part of what
like
you were talking about.
I like white chocolate.
Yeah. So it's just basically a caramel covered in white chocolate, has a Butterbeer label on the top that is edible.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. But it's really good, and like it wasn't sticky, like super duper sticky caramel that like gets stuck to your teeth. Did you notice that?
That's true. Yeah. You notice that? That is very true. Milk Duds?
Oh, remember milk duds. I can't do milk duds.
I loved Milk Duds. They just would stick to your teeth like crazy. Yes. But yeah.
It's available until April 30th during Butterbeer season. And they were supposed to come out with like a popsicle or something else. And nothing else has been released. So I don't know if that was here or supposed to be in Hollywood. I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know. It could be Hollywood, I suppose.
I don't know. But we tried it, and it was delicious. So if you're going between now and the end of the month, then try those Butterbeer caramels.
Yeah.
At Sugar Plum, Sweet Shop in Diagon Alley, or Honey Dukes in Hogsmeade, by the way.
I would still say my favorite Butterbeer way is ice cream. I still think that's the best.
I do love the ice cream. I do love the ice cream. It is delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like Butterbeer. It's also $5.50 for one, $3 for 12, or $5 for 20.
On the caramel?
On the caramel.
Okay, gotcha. Yep,
so.
You know, Jamie, they say the sense of smell is the most powerful thing a human being possesses.
Do they?
I don't know. Okay. I just said that, but I'm going to go with it. Therefore, you want to smell things that smell good.
Sure.
I would assume. We can help you do that. At 1901 Candle Company, we make candles that smell good and they're inspired by a lot of the things that you love, like Captain America, Rapunzel, Harry Potter.
Loki.
He probably smells mischievous, but your house could smell mischievous as well. Wizard's Brew, which is Butterbeer, basically. So if you don't like Butterbeer, your house can smell of it.
Sure.
Either way, it's a great time. Fall on Main Street. What does Main Street smell like at fall time? Well, there you go. So you got some great scents, and right now we have a great deal going on. So if you buy three candles, you'll get one for free. So again, buy three candles, get one for free. So add four candles to your cart and use the promo code B3G1, and you'll get one of those for free. Plus, that order will qualify for free shipping because anything over $49 gets free shipping as well. Plus, we also have bundles you can build for yourself and sample packs because, obviously, it's hard to know which scents you're going to like without smelling them firsthand. And we have a 1901 Candle Company guarantee. If you don't like your candles, we will work with you to get you a scent that you like so that you are happy.
So go to 1901candleco.com today. All right. Well, that's all for the news and the treat that we tried. We're going to shift over and we're going to talk about Universal Stella Nova and Terra Luna hotels. Now, Universal did come out with a more details about the hotels. I think it was like April 3rd or 4th. It was just a couple of weeks ago. And it kind of gave us a glimpse into what we can expect the interiors to look like, the rooms to look like, the amenities to look like. And we have some more information about what the dining is called. Just a little more information. And so we're just going to talk about what we learned in this episode. So the first thing we'll talk about is that these are two sister hotels. They are very similar in what they did at Universal Endless Summer Resorts with Dockside and Surfside, right?
Yes, it's basically the exact same thing except for just different theming and being right next to a theme park.
Okay, and now I have a question about this because this is confusing me. So Stella Nova and Terra Luna are known as prime value category.
Uh-huh.
Which is also what Cabana Bay and Aventura are. But Dockside and Surfside are just value. So what's the difference in prime value and value? Is it just price?
I would say prime value is simply just because that's right next to Epic Universe.
In location.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you look at Cabana Bay too, Cabana Bay is... it's much more the amenity level of, like, say, a moderate at Disney, but I think it's better than that category, to be quite honest. So if you look at Dockside and Surfside, it's very much just a bare rooms, like, nothing fancy. There's not a ton of stuff at the resort. It has a pool. Like, you're not going to find a whole bunch of extra amenities at these places. So I think it's the exact same thing with Stella Nova and Terra Luna. I think the main reason why these are just in that upper category is because they legitimately are within walking distance of a brand new theme park.
Okay.
I think that's the whole, it's like contemporary at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, I personally don't think anything is great about that hotel. Like, it has some restaurants and stuff, obviously, but of the hotel itself, it's within walking distance of a theme park, of a very amazing, like, popular theme park. Yeah. So it gives it obviously like a appeal because of that.
Absolutely. And we had previously learned that Stella Nova is opening January 21st, 2025, and Terra Luna is opening February 25th, 2025. But now let's talk about what we learned recently this past couple weeks. I'm going to let Jared take this away.
Yes. Okay. So we do know that the Stella Nova is opening earlier. That we know for sure. So, and you can look at the construction progress of it and see that it's coming along much quicker. But
yes.
So they each are going to have 750 guest rooms, 1,500 total between the two.
Yes, I can do math.
Math is right there. Yes. I'm just checking. Maybe people at home didn't want to do the math or in their cars.
Yeah.
Now they're like, thank you, Jared. You're welcome. So the rooms are starting at $134 per night. If you're booking 7 nights.
Okay. And I want to mention this real quick. They are really pushing the week-long vacation at Universal.
Absolutely.
With Epic Universe. So that's why this says what it says. They're really like, okay, if you book 7 nights, it's only going to be 134. If you book like 1 night or 2 nights or even less, you know, even 5 nights, it starts at around 148-ish.
I would not be surprised if you see Universal start offering steep discounts for, like, say, tickets and hotels all over property for staying, let's say, 5 nights plus.
I think it would be really easy to do a 5-night trip at Universal once Epic opens.
Oh, I agree. Because, I mean, the thing is, we don't know, and I'm assuming, like, you won't be able to do everything in Epic Universe in one day. That's the question of how long. Like, for instance, currently speaking, Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure, depending on crowd levels, it's very possible, especially if you have Express Pass, but even if not, you could do both parks in one day. Get everything done that you want to do.
With Express, absolutely.
Right. It definitely depends on crowds. But let's say 2 days. You could do both those parks pretty easily. Now, if you throw in Volcano Bay, then you're talking three. Mm-hmm. But let's say there, it's like you're talking 3 days. If you throw in Epic Universe, that easily jumps up to five.
Yeah.
If you're doing Volcano Bay and all these other things like that. So I would not be surprised, like, seeing them put it that way, that, yeah, you're going to start seeing discounts for longer stays because they've even openly said that is something that they are aiming for, is for people to basically Universal going from an add-on to a Disney vacation to people choosing to go to Universal over Disney.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to start directly, you know, and we already know that they're willing to discount their hotels quite a bit.
Right.
They've been doing that. And I think their hotels are great. So
me too.
I think that's something that you probably will see, but
yeah,
time will tell there. But the rooms are 315 square feet in size, so they're not
pretty small.
They're not big.
Yeah, and if for reference, the Volcano Bay rooms at Cabana Bay, like the Volcano Bay facing rooms, they are just a flat 300 square feet.
Yes.
So I'm just thinking about those, like 15 extra square feet. Yeah, they're fairly small.
Not huge. And yeah. You think too, they don't have the suites that they have at like Dockside and Surfside.
Correct. These are only double queen rooms with standard or pool view and accessible options. So like there's no suites like they have at Endless Summer, which I think is a missed opportunity. I'm not going to lie.
I like those rooms. I'm wondering if they're just thinking sheer number of people they can fit into a hotel near there, perhaps. But sure. I would prefer it. I love having that extra room, especially if you're staying 5+ nights.
Yes.
You know, I
yes.
I think that could be quite a nice perk for families, especially just give you a little extra breathing room.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yep. We got the room options there. So each hotel, so this is something people are probably curious about, and we kind of already knew this through leaks, but each hotel will have a pool bar, lobby bar, arcade, rec room, fitness center, and quick service location inside of it, which is essentially everything like Dockside and Surfside has.
Yeah.
So bus transportation is going to be available for, like, let's say you're staying over here and you want to go to City Walk or Volcano Bay. They mm-hmm. want buses to take you there. And obviously, if you're at those, they'll bring you over to that hotel as well if you're staying there. Now, in terms of bus transit, like the question, I guess, becomes with this is, are they going to have buses that take you from the hotel here to Epic Universe? Because it's technically, I mean, it's close. It's within walking distance.
Oh, you can for sure walk.
I think they probably would. My guess would be like a tram, maybe. I don't see a bus. They could do a bus, but maybe it's more of a tram that just brings you, let's say you've got a wheelchair or something like that, that may just bring you to the front of the park. But it is definitely within walking distance. I don't know. I'd have to wait and look and see exactly like where the entrance and all that would look, but it would be just, I would assume it'd be a shorter walk than, say, Contemporary to Magic Kingdom.
I think so.
And Magic Kingdom doesn't have any sort of transportation
from
Contemporary to Magic Kingdom.
Well, it's just monorail.
Right.
Yeah.
True, they do have monorail.
Yeah.
I just meant in terms of like if you're walking. But
Monorail would be the other option, which is why I said like maybe they'll have
bus too. We'll have to wait and see, but that's something as well. So yeah, they will have bus transportation everywhere. And we do know that there is going to be center bus lanes that are specifically for Universal buses on like Kirkman Road and things like that.
I love that.
So that is,
I love that.
I think that's the thing too. Not a lot of people are talking about this. Like I've been covering the construction of Epic Universe. Traffic in that area is going to be very interesting because if you've ever been where this is going to go, as it currently stands, it is literally like it's 2-lane traffic coming each way. Like that traffic right there is not built to handle the influx of people that will be coming in there. Now, there are doing things to Kirkman Road and things like that to like help with traffic and off the highway, but I'm wondering if really staying at a Universal hotel is going to become this big perk because you don't have to worry about the traffic.
Yeah.
And they're going to have dedicated bus lanes, be like, let's just let us take you around and be like, fine, I don't want to deal with it. Like that could become quite a perk to staying at Universal for that reason.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. What next?
Let's see. We have early park admission is going to be for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Volcano Bay up to 1 hour before park opening. So that's going to extend over here. So I'm guessing that Epic Universe won't have that perk. Well, they could. I guess we don't know yet. But at the time when these parks or when these hotels open, Epic Universe won't be open yet.
Right.
Probably.
Maybe.
As of now, that could change. I would assume earlier park entry maybe for these hotels or if you're staying at Helios, but obviously we don't know.
Yeah.
But and then parking costs are going to be $18 per night for guests, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
But that's,
So that's, that's what we know as far as like those kind of details.
And that's for both of the hotels. That's for Stella Nova and Terra Luna.
Yes. And so we're actually going to go into each one talking about like the theming and design. So starting with Stella Nova. Universal describes this hotel as being inspired by the infinite vastness of the unknown universe.
You'll notice with these and everything in Epic Universe, it's very cosmic.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, you go, if you look at the concept art here, the lobby's like, it's all very bright and white, which I mean, that's how most hotels, modern hotels, are now anyways.
Oh, yeah. Like a clean feeling.
Yeah.
It is clean.
Yeah. Now, the resort pool is pretty big. It's over 10,000 square feet, and it is shaped. It's just an oval shaped. There's nothing super fancy. There's no slides to this. Either one of them. Does have a hot tub. There's a kid's splash area. Like I said, we got the walk-up bar. You got the fire pit and games. It's definitely more of a family type of atmosphere. Again, which if you've ever stayed over dockside or surfside, very, very similar to how these are.
But this one is more family-centered over Terra Luna.
Yeah, but that's kind of how surfside and dockside. I can't remember which one it is, but one of them has, I think it's dockside, has the kid, like the splash thing right there.
Dockside does.
Dockside, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exactly how those hotels are, yep, too. One is more kid, yep, family friendly, and the other one is much more, not that it's not kid friendly, but it's maybe more for just like adults or people that are just, you know, staycations and things,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure.
So that's that. So if you get hungry, thirsty, whatever, they're going to have a Cosmos Cafe and Market quick service for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the lobby bar is going to be called Nova Bar. And outside you will find the Galaxy Bar and the Galaxy Grill. They are very much stuck on Galaxy, but that, they're easy names, Cosmos and Galaxy. But yeah, that's those. And then they said the guest rooms are out of this world, is how they kind of describe, mm-hmm, them, with blue, white, and grays. And there is some concept art of these where it looks like you're looking through like a porthole, like, yeah, you're in space.
Yeah.
So it's, I like the idea of a value level hotel that kind of has this immersive theming in this way. It's kind of unique. I mean,
it's basic.
It's basic
immersion.
I think what they're doing here, they're going to take in the Helios, which is the in-park hotel, which, mm-hmm, is going to be very expensive.
Yeah.
But they're taking all this stuff to a completely different level with, say, like Helios. So I think they're all kind of like, yeah, in the same realm of things.
Yeah. Well, that's mostly what we know for Stella Nova. We're going to move over to the sister hotel, Terra Luna. And it is, quote, inspired by the thrill of exploring the unknown and pushing the limits of discovery. Discover your launch pad and landing zone for relaxation and recharging between the fun.
What a great way to put it right there.
But this one looks different.
It does. They're not exactly the same. Now, they look very similar on the outside, but inside. Yep. So this one has a lot more color in the interior.
Yeah.
So making it like...
it's like there's something like other planets.
Yeah.
Like lots of wood. Still white, but still like wood brown colors.
I'm not going to lie. I like the interior look of this hotel much better than Stella Nova.
Yeah.
I think it looks more unique. Like Stella Nova looks very sterile. This one has a little bit, at least to me, like has a little bit more personality looking. The rooms are very similar to Stella Nova. I think there's just small theming elements. Again.
Yeah.
Again, just like Dockside and Surfside. There's, yep, very subtle theming differences in the rooms, but for the most part, the rooms are exactly the same.
Right.
Here for the dining, you're going to find Omega Cafe and Market inside, the Moonrise Bar and Moonrise Grill out by the pool, and the Luna Bar Lobby Bar is what it is.
Luna, yeah, Bar. It's
a lobby bar. Luna Bar there.
Luna Bar.
Amenities include a zero-entry circle-shaped pool, hot tub, lounge, and select games, but there is no splash pad here.
Yeah. Yeah. So. The actually, the circle-shaped pool actually looks like a moon. Like, it has like a little entry. Yeah. Have you seen it, the pictures?
Yeah, I did.
It kind of looks like a moon.
A little bit. Yeah. Probably what they're going for there.
But Terra Luna, doesn't that mean like Earth Moon? Terra?
I think so.
Earth Moon.
Something along those lines.
Earth Wind Child Moon.
I mean, everything is just cosmic themed. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that's the details that Universal kind of announced more about these. You can book, like I said, Stella Nova, you can start booking for stay starting in January of 2025.
Yep.
Terra Luna is February, I believe, late February.
Yep. I did mention it above here. So Terra Luna is February 25th,
yeah,
and Stella Nova is January 21st.
Yeah. So then quite a lot of people ask, like, okay, when's Epic Universe opening? All they've said is 2025. In the past, they have said summer 25. Now they're just saying 2025. So potentially, it could be earlier in 2025.
Yeah.
But as of now, which is interesting, that these hotels are going to be open to the public to stay before the park is open.
Yeah.
But, you know. I think right now you've got a little bit of a cheaper rate there because of that reason. And then once Epic Universe opens, obviously the demand's going to change quite a bit, I would say.
I will say also the rooms, if you would like to see views, potential views of Epic Universe, do not book a pool view room. Poolview looks out to, is that Kirkman?
I believe it's looking out on near Kirkman Road. Yeah.
Yeah. That does not look out to the park. So if you want a park view, you need to book standard view.
Yeah. It's kind of opposite of what you would think.
Yep.
I wonder if they're going to charge more for a standard view.
I don't think they did. No.
It may just be the park views may not be that great. I don't know. But yeah, if you want to see the theme park, you'd be on the other side. But I'm curious about both this hotel and Helios, given...
Oh, Helios.
Of like the pool areas are going to be really near roads and just like general stuff. Well, I would just say roads. So this is where Stella Nova and all that stuff, which I guess technically so is Dockside and Surfside.
Right.
So they probably will do those. But Helios, its pool area is legitimately right next to like the Wizarding World or Dark Universe. That's where it's near. So I'm just curious what you're going to be able to hear in that pool area. Now, they very well just could use
sound. They do a really good job with that, though.
Right, sound ambiance and things like that. Like, if you're going to know you're that close. But I'm interested in both of these. But, I'm excited. Again, a lot of people, I'm looking around, some people were saying they felt this is underwhelming for these hotels. I think for what Universal is going for, which is these are basically value plus, whatever you want to call them, they're just... I would say they're very much the exact same thing as like Dockside and Surfside. It's a well-themed basic hotel that has nice, it has decent, nice, like their clean rooms, decent, nice amenities. And then it's just something near the park that it can absorb a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's the basis behind this. And then if you really want to stay somewhere that's going to wow you, which we don't know anything else about at this point, which will be Helios Grand Hotel, which is going to be the in-park one. That is the really nice one.
I mean, the prices for it reflect, you know, what you're getting, basically.
Oh,
I mean,
for sure.
if you really expected these hotels to be amazing and themed like just to the nines and all that, you're going to expect like way more expensive. So the fact that they're keeping these costs like low, you know, you're still going to get the value or prime value experience, but just close to the park. So I'm like, you know, it's a trade-off, but they're there. They're going to be.
Well, and the interesting thing is like Dockside and Surfside are not that far from Epic Universe. Like
how far?
Basically if you're turning out of, when you're coming in there, which one's on the right? Dockside? Dockside's on the right, right?
North side is Dockside and Surfside is Surfside.
So let's say you're coming out of Dockside and you take a right. Uh-huh. You go through a couple of, like, you go through, I think, two stoplights, and then you're, like, on that road that goes by the convention center. And So it's, like, 2 miles south of where those are at.
Okay.
So it's not far away. Again, the big question, I think, will be driving versus taking a bus. Like, are you, how much traffic you're going to be dealing with there? But they're not too far away from each other. But that's the details. I think for what they are, I don't think I'm going to go here and be like, wow, this is the most amazing hotel I've ever stayed at. But I think when Epic Universe is right there, that's going to be a huge perk for families to come stay. I mean,
absolutely.
Let's be honest. How many theme parks have hotels in which you can be like right next to them and walk to them from the hotel or even see into them at that price point?
At that price point, very few.
Right. And so you're talking like over at Disney, like Contemporary. And you're going to pay a lot of money for even being at that hotel. But like, let's say the theme park view, you're paying a lot more for that. So I think in terms of being a value level hotel, being this close to a brand new, highly anticipated theme park, that's a huge perk for people.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why they did this, because they can be like, well, we can just walk there.
Right.
And, you know, instead of having to drive and mess with all that stuff. So I think it's... I have a feeling this will be sold out quite a bit, at least in the first little bit that Epic Universe is open.
Yeah, for sure. And we already booked a night at each one, so.
We did.
I did that back in December because I was just like, I just want to go ahead and get it. Just go ahead and book it. Not going to forget about it.
Which they're still available. The demand's not
crazy yet. All of the categories are still available.
If you're wanting to try these out, they're, before Epic Universe opens, I don't think it's going to be hard to book these.
Yeah, but just remember, as the inventory gets less and less, the price does go up.
This is true. Yeah. Good old supply and demand.
Oh, yes. But, all right. Well, that's it. That's all we're going to talk about with Stella Novella, and Terra Luna today. They are doing a really good job of slowly releasing more information as it gets closer and closer to the opening date. So like, you know, we have information about Celestial Park. We have the overview videos and all the more information about How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk. We're learning more about these two hotels. We still don't have all the information about Dark Universe, about Super Nintendo World, which we already know a lot because of the existing lands in other parts of the country and world. We don't know everything about the Ministry of Magic and Helios. So more information there is forthcoming.
There were Ministry of Magic assuming ride vehicles spotted on the highway.
Yes.
That were spotted in. But they haven't released anything about that. But yeah, I think they're just gonna tease it out the rest of the year.
I know. I'd say, let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 different things left they have to talk about. I think maybe we'll get one once a month.
It's a possibility. Yeah, you could. I mean, especially, I guess the big question will just be, when do they announce the opening? Like, what's the date they're going
to
do?
I don't know. Maybe, I think they're just waiting until they get closer to really make that decision.
They may not know yet. The thing is, they're going to want to give, like, I've sent, like, well, they may have to wait till, if, let's say they wait till the end of the year and it opens in the spring. I think they're going to want to give more people more time. So if they don't, I feel like if they wait till the end of this year, like closer gets like December, we're probably looking like a summer opening, which I probably have always, I mean, they have been saying summer for a long time until just recently.
Yeah.
So if they do still stick with summer, that very much would just fall in line with what they've been saying all along. Which would make sense. I mean, if you're opening a new theme park, you probably would want it to be open in time for summer.
That'll be interesting if they don't open, you know, for a couple of months after the hotels are open. You're going to be looking at construction. Just can't go in, though.
Yeah.
But we're sure staying,
I mean,
there's
literally like apartments right there, too. So people that live in those apartments can just check out all the construction all the time in there.
That's true. They are. They're right there.
Yeah. And there's a Chick-fil-A right there.
I mean, that's new. That's music to my ears. Good old Cheeky Chicks.
Again, the area around this is not like I think most people will be surprised. They're like, oh, this is just like a residential area. Like the convention center down there.
It's right there.
But it's not this like heavy traffic area. I mean, it's busy, but it's not like say International Drive and places like that.
Well, I mean, it's quite close to International Drive.
It is. What I'm saying is not as busy as that. I'm just saying it's going to be because of Epic Universe.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it's not like, I've never been on that road and had seen it like be insane traffic, but I've never been there at like say 5 o'clock and stuff like that. But
or with the park being open. So
it's very true.
All right. Well, that's it for the episode today. So thank you, everybody, for listening or watching to the show. A couple of things we want to mention. If you are not watching this, please go to YouTube and watch this episode.
If you want to
listen to it and then watch it, you can subscribe to, there's two channels. There's Capture the Magic.
It's just Cap the Magic.
Cap the Magic.
That's just the one where we have just a lot of Epic Universe construction updates and like just essay type videos. And then CTM Podcast is video versions of the podcast. You can check over there.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
We're on all the major social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on TikTok. And we're Cap the Magic everywhere except for TikTok. We're Capture the Magic. And don't forget to check out some of our other shows on the network. We have the Capture the Magic podcast, Disney edition with Jared and I. That's on Thursdays. We occasionally will do a Trip Tales, usually twice a month. And that's my show that I try to pick someone that does Disney and Universal or Universal. So I throw Universal in there every once in a while. But I try to get a good mix back and forth. And if you do want to be on the show, you want to be a guest on that show, you can go to ctmtriptales.com and fill out the information about your trip. And it'll come to me in an email and I will email you if I'm interested in having you as a guest. And I'm still looking for guests for this summer. So if you have a trip coming up, get those inquiries in. Don't forget to check out ctmvip.com to sign up for Club 32. That would be wonderful. What else, Jared?
If you want to check out the shirts, it's over at ctmapparelco.com now for all the shirts. And if you're a Club 32 member, you will get a promo code each month that you can use for your discount. But we moved the apparel site off of the podcast site. So the podcast site is now at still ctm.show or capturethemagicpodcast.com. That's just going to be all the episodes are there. You can always check that for, you know, the latest episodes, but we'll have the articles and all that stuff. It basically is just information there and the shirts and everything else. You can still sign up for Club 32 there. It's just the shirts and the candles are on their own websites now.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you everybody again for listening or watching. Thank you, Jared, for your expertise, your knowledge, your wisdom, and your presence here today.
You're welcome, I guess. Thank you.
And as I always like to say, we'll see you in the parks.
Bye.